Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So there apparently is a bill in California that would stop employees from confronting shoplifters. So, you know, I've been very, very nervous about employee safety ever since a mask mandate. And I heard that security guards and employees were getting stabbed or shot. Like that one kid at a gas station who said, sorry, man, you can't walk in here without a mask. Guy goes to his car, comes back with a gun, and shoots the kid who was working there. So I always worry about employee safety. And now with these dash and grabs and these, thefts that are happening, I've told my employees if at all anything like that happens, you come first. Safety first. You get yourself to safety. Call the police. I don't care about the police. Do what you have to do. Well, as we as a society are like, employee safety has to come first. The criminals are hearing another sort of message. They are, all right, no one's going to stop us. No one's going to stop us. Well, there's a bill in California now called Senate Bill 553. It's already been passed by the state's upper house. And it is due, I guess, to be given a third reading by the State Assembly, according to Newsweek. And it would legally mandate employers implement a workplace violence prevention plan. This is going to be, would be signed, if passed, signed by Governor Newsom, would be law by July 1. And it would seek to compel employers whose workers face a credible threat of violence to provide effective violence prevention training. Maintain a violence incident log. Employers' violence prevention plans will have to ensure that employees comply with safe and healthy work practices, which may include disciplinary action. The bill would also allow employers to seek temporary restraining orders against violent individuals for their premises from January 2025 and allow unions to also seek a restraining order on an employee's behalf without them being named in the complaint. Provisions for protecting healthcare employees from violence are already on the statute books, but the SB 553 would broaden those protections. Now, so what does that mean? All right. Well, I mean, it sounds, you know, good in terms of, okay, you know, protect your employees. All employees should be taught how to protect themselves, what they can do to protect themselves. No employee should be asked to face a criminal. And put their lives at risk. So I understand how there has to be protection for the workers in case you have an employer that says you guard this with your life. You guard this with your life. If they steal it, it's on you. Okay? I appreciate that there's some protection for that. But on the same, on the flip side too, what if you do have employees that want to stop somebody from stealing, and they accost somebody, they get into a scuffle, is that employer going to get in trouble? If employees now have this, you know what, I'm not going to get involved, which I agree with, they shouldn't get involved, are criminals thinking, all right, now it's open season. So, you know, this is a... I think there were workers at a Lululemon store in Georgia that made headlines videotaping the men who were stealing. So rather than trying to grab the merchandise, they followed them out, asked for the merchandise, left, and they took video footage. So you would think that would be proper. Nope, they were fired because they didn't follow the protocol. So, so then what is the protocol? The protocol is to let them steal, not get video footage. So, you know, there's this retail theft. I've said this from the beginning. If you want to control inflation, you got to control crime. And I don't think employees should be the ones who are enforcing the law. Now, I understand many of these states defunded the police, so we don't have enough police. But if every store has to now hire security guards or hire security firms, who's going to pay for that? You and I. If all these stores are getting shoplifted from, then you know who's paying for that lost merchandise? What are we going to do to make people fearful of stealing? Well, obviously, they don't fear the workers, and they shouldn't. The workers should not be there, too. Although, did you see that one jewelry store? I think it was in, gosh, I forget what city, where the whole family, it was a family-owned jewelry store, so they all jumped the guy. This guy looked like he was over 6 feet, 300 pounds, but they jumped him, ripped off his shirt, and he didn't get away with the jewelry, but it was after he wrecked the place. The olden days where it's like, you don't want to mess with us, because you mess with us, you get your head blown off. That doesn't happen anymore. And so if somebody thinks I could just walk in, steal, workers aren't going to do anything, I'll make sure I wear a COVID mask. I'll make sure I have my face covered so nobody can tell who I am. How are we going to stop the thefts? Well, we stop the thefts by it being very uncomfortable for somebody to do that. Where it would be so much worse for them to get caught and do this than the benefit they would get from stealing the item. But now that there's amounts, I think it's up to like $900 amount, they're not going to prosecute. So somebody can steal $500, $600 worth of stuff. And they go, well, nothing's going to happen because I'm under the $900. All I did was steal a $799 drill. Who pays for that? So I get that we need employee protection. I'm for that, but where are the DAs? Why aren't we hiring more security? You know, where's the government? Where's the leadership? You know, if you're CEO of a building and a company, and they're stealing, the CEO makes sure that gets stopped to protect the workers and to protect the goods in that building. And I don't know what our CEO is doing, except maybe sitting on the beach. I really don't know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so people are asking, are we in flu season yet? Do we have the flu? And so let me update you guys on what we have right now in terms of flu season, but flu season is slowly starting. And we have some very interesting data coming out of Australia. We have a flu shot ready to go. You can get your flu shot for those of you who want to buy a flu shot, or a lot of insurance now includes your flu shot for free. So if that's something you want to get. So the flu season generally goes from fall to spring, late October, early May. That's the range. Peak is December, January. 2019, we had a lot of flu cases in November that were testing negative for flu. Turns out that was probably COVID. But most flu cases happened in the dead of winter,
But we are seeing flu in the fall. And we are seeing some states say they are starting to detect flu activity. Is it officially flu season yet? No, we're early September. So some of us are expecting that we might have an earlier flu season. And I'll talk to you about the symptoms because some of you are like, well, how do I know? Do we have at-home flu tests? Not easily accessible, no. Are we going to run out of Tamiflu? Probably. We don't have a shortage now, but I'm having people call in asking for Tamiflu because their at-home COVID test was negative, and they barely have a fever. And I told you, I predict this every year. We're going to run out of flu medications because people are using telemedicine and asking for it, and we aren't testing them. So, I mean, I'm of the mindset to get tested for flu. If you get tested for flu, you can get the Tamiflu. But before COVID, we were very liberal with giving flu medication out because if somebody was exposed, if you were exposed in your family, we wanted you to be protected. So we would give you the Tamiflu or the Xofluza. So any sort of exposure, we would treat you. If somebody in the house had it, you would get treatment. Well, unfortunately, after the debacle over the last couple of years with not having enough Tamiflu or flu medication because of so much prescribing over the phone, FDA actually came out and said, hey, guys, when it's in short supply, we want you to confirm, unless, of course, it's a hospitalized patient. But when it's in short supply, confirm it. We're not there yet. All right, but keep in mind, if you're going to call telemedicine saying, I don't think I have COVID, so can I just have the flu medication, you might want to consider getting tested first. So our flu season that's slowly starting is being predicted to be above average. Not what does. I mean, we have to scare everybody and bring back mandates and all that, but it's because of what's happening in Australia. Australia has reported a very robust flu season. They're in their flu season now. So if we basically go November to May, they go from May to November. So they are still in the thick of flu season, but take a look at some of their numbers. So pre-COVID, back in 2019, they had for their whole season 313,000 cases. Year to date, because I looked up their website and they looked up their health district information, year to date, and they have not even made it to the end of October, they already have 211,000. So it looks like they might be beating their pre-pandemic numbers. So if they have an active flu season, it does portend and forebode us having an active flu season. Now, what about the vaccine? Well, it's a little early. I'm not going to know how well the vaccine did in Australia for about another month or two. They say right now it's too early to tell. But we do have our new flu vaccine, which I'll tell you about. And what the flu, it is a quadrivalent, so it handles four strains. The flu vaccine does not contain COVID. If you want to get COVID vaccinated, it's a separate vaccine. You could get them at the same time, but and I would really recommend to get your COVID vaccine in your right arm, because the left chest pain, left arm that some people could get can be very, very confusing and make you think it's heart. Even though right chest pain could still be cardiac, I got to tell you, those of us got it in our left, it was a very, very scary 4 weeks. So the flu vaccine that we have right now was decided back in February. You know, people have said, and I even had mistakenly said that because that's what I learned in school, that we take our flu vaccine from what happens in Australia. Yes and no. We learn a lot from Australia, but we have to decide on our flu vaccine in February. Well, as I said before, the flu season for Australia is May to November. So before Australia gets smacked with their flu, we're already deciding. The World Health Organization gives us, the CDC, their recommendations. Then the CDC reviews it. Then they have to get with the pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical companies have to test it. And then they have to manufacture it. Then they have to distribute it in time for August, September. So we make our best guess. So our best guess right now, the egg-based vaccines have a Victoria type A H1N1, which is updated. We have the Darwin A H3N2. I'm not giving you all the numbers. There's the Austria strain B of Victoria lineage, and Phuket. I know you guys want to make it a short U. Let's make it a long U for now. Phuket B, right? So we got two A's and two B's. One swine flu, one H3N2. H3N2 is very known for pandemics, so you always want to make sure you get that one. The majority of the flu cases, I think, in Australia are the H3N2 right now. Now, we also have the cell or recombinant-based vaccines that are not egg-based. They have the Wisconsin type A, H1N1, the Darwin A, H3N2, Austria B, and Phuket. Okay? So the recommendations have been made. And then people with an egg allergy, I always get asked, well, if I'm allergic to eggs, if you have an egg allergy, the CDC says you can still get the vaccine. They originally said, you know, you should be vaccinated in an inpatient or outpatient setting. They say beginning with the 2023-2024 season, additional safety measures are no longer recommended for flu vaccination of people with an egg allergy beyond those recommended for receipt of any vaccine, regardless of the severity or previous reaction to an egg. All vaccines should be given in settings where allergic reactions can be recognized and treated quickly. So basically what they're saying is if you're allergic to eggs, you can still get the vaccines, but anybody should be watched for an allergic reaction to a vaccine. So do we have enough flu shots? We're being told that we do. In terms of the dosing and the numbers of doses, they say vaccine manufacturers will supply the U.S. 156.2 million to 170 million doses of influenza vaccines, assuming only 50% of the country gets the flu vaccine, and we have, what, 370 million? It's almost enough, all right? But we could run out. They say the projections may change as the season progresses. Most will be thimerosal free or thimerosal reduced. 91%, 21% of the flu vaccines are going to be egg free. You don't have to space it out. You can get the flu shot at the same time as the COVID. For those of you over 65, we do have the Fluzone High Dose, Fluad, Flublok, Quadrivalent, which offer extra protection. And the nasal spray, we do not give to young kids under two or pregnant individuals or those who are immunocompromised. But it is recommended for those between 2 and 49 years old. There's a nasal spray, so you don't have to get a shot. Everybody else would be get the inactivated, which is kind of the killed. It's, you aren't getting flu, but you're getting the skeleton of it. That's for anybody 6 months and older. So people always ask, and we'll talk more about the flu vaccine, how do I know if I have flu or COVID? Well, in general, and mind you, we do have, you know, the newer strains, but what I've been seeing is flu usually smacks you pretty darn quick, where you can tell me the time of day you got the flu. Now, I woke up, I worked out, went to a meeting, went to lunch with the workers, came back for a 1 o'clock session, and then by 1:30, I was down. You can actually tell me the time of day with flu. Flu lasts about 5 to 7 days. Bad, bad, high fever, body aches. You feel like a truck ran over you. You're going to have nausea, vomiting, cough, runny nose, sore throat. Lasts about 5 to 7 days, and it's done. COVID comes on a little slower. Fever, a lot of times with COVID, could, but most of the time is under 102.5, whereas with the flu, that fever oftentimes is above 102.5. So when I have somebody call in, say my symptoms started Saturday, but my sore throat's getting worse, I'm now developing a cough, I have a runny nose, and now my temperature went from 99 to 100.1, that might not be flu. COVID morphs and is a little bit slower on coming up. So if you do test negative at home for COVID, that doesn't necessarily mean you're COVID-free. If you test positive, you can trust it. But if you test negative at home, you could still have COVID. So don't necessarily think you have the flu, but get yourself into an office where they can test you for both. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Senator Mitt Romney, Republican of Utah and the 2012 Republican presidential nominee, announced yesterday that he would not be seeking re-election in 2024. Earlier this week, a Bahamas-flagged cruise ship, the MV Ocean Explorer, carrying about 206 people, ran aground in the world's northernmost national park in Greenland. There have been three attempts to free it, including one late yesterday, all of which have failed. The National Hurricane Center has issued a hurricane watch for portions of Maine and a tropical storm watch for a large area of coastal New England. While all attention has been on the two-week manhunt for Danilo Cavalcanti in Pennsylvania, another fugitive has been on the run, this time in the nation's capital. Christopher Hayes has been on the run for a week. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's funny, before we go into the next segment, you know, when people talk about COVID, I think Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, Joe's wife has COVID. I think Whoopi Goldberg had tested positive for COVID. You know, people are thinking that this is, this is being brought up because of the, you know, mandates and how, you know, mandates are coming back, so they have to make the story. You know, I try to, with this show, give you guys all the information I have, give it to you straight. I don't throw out conspiracy theories because, a conspiracy theory, for one, may be future science. Somebody saying, look, you could still get sick with the COVID vaccine and you could still get COVID. That was considered a conspiracy theory. And no, you can still get COVID, whether you're vaccinated or not. So what's a conspiracy theory to one might be truth.
and science to, in the future. But, you know, I do like to tell you like it is. And the reason why is because when you look to these news outlets, you don't know if it's narrative or not. And so, and I know that there's people that might disagree with me, you know, or people might think I'm too middle of the road, but I just want to give you what I have and what I know as 100%, you know, so like these mask mandates that are coming back. I've said this once and I've said it again. The very, very first minute piece of advice Dr. Fauci gave, saying, look, they may not protect you 100%, but they provide some sort of a barrier, was correct. What was said afterwards? Just wear it so you don't get sick. Wear it so you don't give it to other people. It's going to protect you from the virus. That started to be an over-exaggeration. And science has proven, just like with a recent study, that the masks did not necessarily protect against or help minimize the pandemic. And so, you know, for those of you who want me completely anti-mask, I can't say that because I wore masks and I do wear masks around patients so they don't breathe on me and I don't turn around and breathe it on them. But I throw out the mask. I have the freedom to take off the mask. And I would never force a patient to wear a mask. If I have a patient that has tuberculosis, I am going to get them away from other patients. I'm going to isolate them in a room so they don't. But if they can't breathe, having something over their nose and mouth, I'm not going to force it. I need them to breathe. And, you know, you take care of the patient the best they can. So I'm going to tell you like it is, just like with vaccines. You know, if I think the vaccine helped me, I'll tell you. If I think the vaccine hurt me, I'll tell you that too. But this isn't going to be a show that is anti-vaccine or pro-vaccine. It's not going to be anti-mask or pro-mandate. It's not going to do that. I'm just going to, as a doctor, tell you the latest. And when these studies come up saying, hey, you know, it didn't do what people said they didn't do, And that one study really shocked me because that's when I had to apologize to you guys. And again, it's just one study, but I told you for years the N95 respirator is the best mask. Studies have found it to be the best mask. The N95 respirator filters the best of all of them. So, you know, give the public N95 respirators and don't be mandating them, you know, when they don't have a mask to use and all they have is a bikini bottom or a bra to stick on their face, which people got in trouble for, like that guy on a plane or that woman in New Zealand. She was in a store. They wouldn't serve her if she didn't wear a mask, so she took off her panties in front of everybody and put it over her mouth. I mean, this is not, you know, what an epidemiologist or an infectious disease expert would think is adequate sort of infection control. So it really got out of hand. It got stupid, which is why I'm anti-mandate. But, you know, in terms of, you know, how we move forward with this, I don't want any more vilification. When we found out that the N95 masks last week, not necessarily the N95s, but the KN94 masks in Korea contained chemicals that can hurt a human and can hurt the environment, and the chemicals were dispersed after leaving the mask out in the open for 30 minutes, I am starting to wonder if I need to change my recommendation on N95 masks if they contain the same chemicals. I mean, everything has chemicals these days. And the chemicals on a mask weren't that big a deal if you were only wearing it for a short period of time with a patient or two. But now that we're asking people to wear it 8 hours a day or longer, I think Maryland public schools have now reinstated COVID mask requirements. Some kids are ordered to wear KN95 masks. Well, if these masks have these chemicals on them, that might not be that good. That might actually... why aren't we waiting for the science? And I understand what everybody's doing. I get it, because I understand there's lawyers out there. There's media. It's which is the lesser of two evils. If we don't do a mask mandate and people die, they blame us. If we do, did anybody blame Florida? when you looked at the number of deaths and you looked at, you know, what happened when there wasn't lockdowns and all that, it was pretty comparable to the states that did. We keep getting data saying it didn't make much of a difference. Then if it doesn't make much of a difference, why aren't we doing choice? If a kid wants to wear a mask, N95 respirators are there for them, and can you please make sure they're chemical-free? If a kid doesn't want to cover up their orifices for breathing because wearing a mask makes them hypercapnic, with extra breathing too much carbon dioxide, or gives them headaches and nausea, which there were being told that the chemicals on those KN94 masks in Korea were causing. So when nurses said, look, the mask gave me a headache, they weren't lying. Everybody thought they were anti-mask, but I was like, I know they're giving you a headache. They give me a headache too. So it's got to be by choice. So apparently, an elementary school in D.C., suburb in Maryland, is reinstating school masks for some students after a few kids tested positive for COVID-19. So apparently the mask rules were intended for third graders, but the school serves children in pre-K through second grade. The letter was addressed to parents of students in one classroom and informs parents that three or more individuals have tested positive for COVID in class in the past 10 days. We are taking the following steps to keep our school environment as safe as possible. So, and another big thing that nobody's talking about is how many people have tested negative who have COVID. When patients call me saying, look, you know, I want to go back to work, I tested negative for COVID. Did you really? Did you swab your ear or did you swab your nose? And how many times have I had families where half the family tests positive, half tests negative with the same test, same symptoms? So you're doing all this because you had a couple people test positive. The average kid is walking around with something. They have strep, RSV, Coxsackie virus, adenovirus, rhinovirus. So we're doing all this for just COVID? Then you're going to have these kids masked up all the time. Stop it. So, you know, it really bothers me. And again, I don't want to push any narrative. I'm not anti-mask. I'm not anti-vaccine. But I am anti-mandates. And I think we have enough science to dispute the fact that we don't have to force it. And that I don't think kids are learning. But you look at how many people can't sleep using a CPAP mask. Now, some people can, and I really urge you, if you have sleep apnea, to wear a CPAP mask. But there are many individuals that can't tolerate something on their face. Well, I believe you. Have you tried to put something on your dog's face? Have you tried to put, like, glasses and things like that? Yeah, dogs don't like things on their face. Animals don't like things on their face. So to force a child to sit there with something on their face, are they learning? 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So good for this guy. Good for, you know, I'm, you know, a physician. I'm a business owner. I'm a mom. I'm an American. I hate seeing people take advantage of other business owners. And the small business is the backbone of the American economy. And seeing small businesses get hurt by theft, it's ridiculous. Now, the medical offices, I got hurt by theft. Not only did people steal stuff, and did we get broken into, but there was really nothing of worth because it's, you know, most of, I'm not a surgeon, so it's not like they could take operating equipment, and most of that equipment was locked up. But I got stolen from by people getting their care and not paying. This dine and dash. And I eventually closed up You can't keep taking care of people who don't want to pay. You need, insurance wasn't going to pay because Obamacare changed things around. So now, rather than insurance paying, they could say, sorry, deductible. I'm covering everything Obama wants us to cover, but you still have, a $10,000 deductible before we even pay your doctor. So people dined and dashed in my medical office all the time. So when I hear about dining and dashing, I feel their pain. Well, get what this one Florida restaurant owner did. And this is pretty smart. I mean, I don't know if he's going to get in trouble for doing this. There's a called Rick's on the River. Ken Brackens is a second-generation owner of this establishment in Tampa. And what he did is install 16 security cameras outside the establishment 2 years ago. And what he's doing is if somebody dines and dashes, they're going to be caught on the camera. He then can upload that video of that person on Facebook. And apparently the system is working. Daily Mail reports that Brackens has caught nearly a dozen dashers who eventually paid their bill, begging him to delete the videos. And so maybe that's what these, restaurants have to do, where it's like you are under surveillance at all times. Now some people might not want to go in because they don't want to feel like they're being, watched that closely. But he told Daily Mail, we believe it's a deterrent for those who have been caught. They're embarrassed and hopefully won't do it again in the future. Social media can be the death of your career. And so you dine and dash, you get tagged on Facebook, that gets shared, somebody downloads it, you now have a theft all over. Is a future employer going to want to hire you? Apparently, there was one in a Mercedes. There was a person in a Mercedes he caught. Come on. So in the latest video, an employee confronts a woman in this Mercedes in the parking lot over an unpaid beer tab. And you get a close-up of her face and her license plate. It has gained so much attention, I think over 9,000 views and comments, most of them supporting this method. It says, this latest dine and dasher spent her beer money on a fancy late-model Mercedes. She refused to pay her entire tab because she said the wind blew over her pitcher of beer. There were only a few ounces of beer on the deck. True story. I think she is sticking to her story, but But he said that really wasn't a dine and dash and didn't owe the tab. It wasn't a dine and dash. So, this is when you don't have the support of your DA, of your mayor, of your, I don't know the mayor of Tampa, if they are supportive or not, but when you live in a city and you are being stolen from and you are being taken advantage of, many people have to take matters into their own hands. I mean, how many people have now, ran out and got, a weapon to have at the house because if somebody does do a home invasion, they might not have time to wait for first responders to come and law enforcement to come. I had a man that was going to come up the stairs, probably hit my kid's bedroom first. So I cocked the shotgun. I told him to get the blank out, and he did. I felt so grateful. But I had a gun, and I was able to do that. Didn't even have to fire a warning shot. I was going to first fire a warning shot and then shoot so I could prove to everybody there's my warning shot. I know a lot of people say fire first and then your warning shot, but no. I want to, I felt like, it was dark. I could tell he was in the house, but I said, get the blank out. Dog was asleep. Husband was asleep. But my kids, and I really don't like the way that house was set up where the kids' room was the first, because the master bedroom was in the back. And I kind of prefer that, I be the first line of defense, not the kids. So I stood there in front of my kids' rooms. And we later moved because we were tired of the home invasions. But, sometimes you have to take matters into your own hands. The only problem is people, when they do take matters into their own hands, they get themselves in trouble. So catching people dine and dash and then shaming them, could have consequences. And I wouldn't be surprised if people start to, say there's a law that he's violating or whatever. But honestly, it might just work. They're stealing. And the funny thing is we have people who aren't necessarily, career criminals that are now finding ways to take advantage. And when you have people struggling with inflation, you have people struggling, and they're like, you know what, I could get something for free. They find that euphoric. I wrote a book with Christian Kaligas on dopamine. And, part of the reason why people love gambling and all that is that dopamine. That dopamine surge you get when you think you got something for nothing and you save $20, $30, $40 is sometimes so huge that it'll cloud your ethical, religious, common sense judgment. So, I am for... If people don't have the support of society, coming up with ways that are still legal to protect yourself. And a woman in a Mercedes not paying her beer tab? What also I like about this story is we've been seeing a lot of the dash and grabs and the jewelry store theft and the purse theft and the Nordstrom's theft and the Lululemon thefts. But a lot of these restaurants are struggling just as much. And I think one video is of a family. You think, okay, a family's going to come in, they're going to pay. It looks like the family just walks right out with the baby. What are they teaching their kid? They don't pay the tab? And I think it's because they're looking at the laws like, okay, wait a second, so $900. If I don't get prosecuted for $900 and my tab was $200, I'm good. No one's going to do anything. The restaurant owner might do something. And public outing is, and mind you, I really don't like social media and how somebody's life could be ruined by a post. I think I was bending over something that dropped that a kid threw off their high chair. And there was a picture of a couple. He bent over picking up, what was thrown off. Okay, so, you see the back end. That's on social media. I'm like, guys, can you please remove that picture? I know it's a cute picture of you, but can you crop me out or put something? Because I was bending over picking something up for a baby. It sucks that you can have pictures of you in areas that you would have never hit angles. You never thought you could. It's scary stuff. But if you're going to steal and you're going to screw over, a business person or an employee and not tip them and steal, then, yeah, you're probably going, if you're not going to pay the tab, you're going to pay a price somehow. 1-877-DOCTOR-OLLIE. Don't go away.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.